WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that.
Leroy's Body Shop.
All righty, good morning, 736. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Let's get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Oh, good day for a hot Joey C slice.
Yeah.
Ooh, you want to treat your Valentine's to a good day? Get them from Joey C's Pizzeria.
You know what I really like about I'm a big fan of the sausage pizza.
Yeah.
Go ahead, say it.
I would never make a joke about it. What could I even possibly joke about you saying what you love about sausage pizza, Hunter?
How big they are.
Oh, go ahead, say it.
I thought you were going to say it's because of the hole in the middle of it.
Okay, I got you.
Where the sausage goes.
Yeah, I got you. Joey C sausage is massive, though.
It's funny. When Hunter eats a sausage pizza, he doesn't chew.
You're a bastard.
No, but seriously, they don't skimp on the toppings at all.
Yeah,
whether it's the sauce, the cheese, the sausage, go see them.
And I think they pull their sauce.
Stop it. Well, you lead me. You knock it off.
You know what I mean? Now, off the actual.
Will you just cut it out?
They pinch and they pull.
You pervert.
That's why the sausage is so massive.
We're trying to tell Joey C's Pizzeria how great they are.
They are.
And you're sitting here just being a pervert. Go see him, Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Hey.
Your topic for today, it's fitting for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
What's something you could probably live without? I mean, you don't want to, but you probably could. I have mine.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest thing. You know those little reacher grabbers?
You got one of those?
Yeah, I got one of those. You know why? I bought it. It was on sale. I think it was over like Harbor Freight, and they had it on clearance.
I know why you bought it.
And it, because I'm short?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, Hunter, I got a sausage for you. How about that? Keep it up.
I mean, it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah, it is Valentine's Day. No, it was literally, because it was like a dollar. It was on clearance. It must have been sitting there. They must have had overstock. And I'm like, well, for a dollar. And it's like, I could probably live without it. Because
did that come with a life alert, or did you get that separate?
You bitch. But I could probably live without it because, to be honest, I don't think I've ever actually used it to grab something that's out of reach. It's usually like, oh, hey, check this out.
Right. Or it's either you're pinching Kiki with it.
Yeah, exactly. It's never, the only thing that would make it better is if it had the T-Rex head on top. Look at what I got. So, yes, I could probably live without my Extendo grabber.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Mine would probably be Silver Beach. Oh, that's rough.
That's rough. You're terrible.
I'm terrible this
morning. You're just the worst this morning.
I'm kidding on that. I absolutely love our beach, and we need to bring that back.
You're not allowed to go to the beach this summer.
Ever.
If you see Hunter at the beach, say, hey, you get out of here.
You thought you could live without it.
Yeah, you little bitch. I know yours. You could probably live without anything you purchase on Amazon in the 4 years I've been here.
I don't know.
What do we got? We got yo-yos. We got an electric longboard. We have an electric bicycle. We have a bull whip. Sorry, sex whip.
It's a bull whip.
It's a sex whip.
For God's sake.
It has rhinestone studs on it. It's a sex whip.
You know how many criminals I've keeping away from my house with that bull
like
whip?
Like a rhinestone cowboy. Which, this is the worst. You can live without any of that stuff. For sure.
I got a full-blown TAC 13 shotgun, Remington shotgun. I go right for the bull whip,
for the bull whip. You keep away! Oh, God, he's like Indiana Jones.
Whip it! Whip it good!
All right, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What is something you could probably live without? We'll get your answers and your calls here in just a little bit. Stick around. Whip it. Hey, good morning. 747, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
What's up?
Sorry. I don't know what that
right
was.
Do you have hair underneath your armpits?
No, I don't. I'm a toddler. I like to
things. Wear your Oshkosh overalls today.
God, those were comfortable, man.
You know?
I think I had corduroy Oshkosh overalls many years ago. Anyway, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day today. What's something you could probably live without? We got some great comments on Facebook. April said, anything in an infomercial. I mean, you don't need the slap chop.
I mean. 12 years ago, I would have said different when they had the Girls Gone Wild commercials.
Okay, that's different.
I would stay up and...
You mean you don't need that the copperware socks that Brett Favre wears?
No, I don't. Nor the belt.
Those glasses, those indestructible glasses that are worn by military professionals?
Nope.
You don't need those? You probably can live without those?
You can run them over with a Hummer, you know.
That's insane. That's good, because I have a Hummer.
Yeah.
I'd love to try that out.
I'd run all of my glasses over with my car.
Brian Reed said this morning show. So I thank you, Brian. I thank you and what you said. Homer had a good one. What's something he could probably live without?
Mm-hmm.
Any and all of the Kardashians, Real Housewives, Teen Moms, Survivors, and Bachelor and Bachelorettes.
Hey, you know what? I'm right on board with that.
Right on there. I think.
Right on
imagine a world without any of that. That's
all
a nice
that
world.
Yes, man.
That's a nice world.
That's the Bachelor world is just it's getting up there with the Kardashians for me, man. I've seen it twice now. I've had to go through two episodes, and dude, by the end, I want to pull my hair up.
Yeah,
it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. 5 minutes into it.
Just like, what? People are rallying around this.
You can kind of do all right with Muton, you know, but besides that, though, you just know.
I mean, good-looking women. Can't take that away from them, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But they're all trash.
Just trash. Just trash.
You know?
Let's see. Trisha had a good one, but something she could probably live without, politics.
Oh,
there
boy.
You go.
Yeah.
That's a world.
Thank you.
What a wonderful world.
We got CNN on the TV behind me here, and I'm glad I have my back to it.
How about Tony? Somebody could probably live without daylight savings time.
Oh, there you go, Tony. Hey, man,
there's some great answers.
Tony. Daylight savings time is stupid.
Stupid. We can live without it. We're going to take a quick break, but first I want to read Arthur's. Arthur said something you could probably live without, more than half the music on rock radio. Do you not have literally anything better to do, Arthur?
All right.
You took time out of your day.
I went to school with Arthur.
You really stuck it to us, Arthur.
He's trolling you hard.
Damn it,
I'm
Arthur.
I'm pretty sure he heard you rip on him the other day.
Good.
Now he's going to troll you for the
rest
of the
year.
You
know what I can live without, Arthur? That stupid-ass comment. I could probably go without it. All right, let's take a quick break. More when we come back, things we could probably live without.
Brock 107 WIRX.
Good morning, 755 Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's something you could probably live without?
If anybody on that list says their phones, I beg to differ.
Yeah, no one could. People lose their friggin' minds. Let's take a couple phone calls. What's something you could probably live without? WIRX, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Oh, it's Larry.
Larry.
Dude, my answer for today's question is stupid people.
Yeah.
But what would we laugh at, though, Larry?
There'd be nobody left, Larry.
Well, I mean, it's snowing out. They can't drive.
Oh, yeah.
They can't walk. I mean, it's like, what do you do when it snows except hibernate?
I tell you, man. Well, we're glad what? That...
Or cuddle up with Kiki.
To you bastard. Nah, that's fair. That's fair. She is warm-blooded. Of course, Larry, if you got rid of stupid people, what would you listen to? Because we would be gone.
Well, I don't know, because I'd commit suicide.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
See ya. Well, he must love us that much. You get rid of us. Let's take another phone call. What could you probably live without? WIRX, hello.
Hey, guys. You know what I could live without?
What?
Karens and Kyles.
Karen's more than Kyle's in my mind, because Kyle's can be funny sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, but Karen's have got to happen go.
They got to go. I'm right there with you. All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Yep, take care.
Bye. Yeah, Karen.
Quit ruining everything.
That short haircut.
You know.
We had some great comments on Facebook. What's something you could probably live without? Brandon, a couple people said taxes. Here's the thing. Taxes I'm fine with, because it comes out of my paycheck. I don't, don't ask, don't tell. Mm-hmm. What I could live without, though, is tax day, where you have to do your taxes. Look, just take my money to pay for the roads and whatever else you need it for. Okay, whatever.
And then figure it out.
But then for me to have to stress and then go through this process at the end and then go, oh, wait, I paid you too much, or wait, I didn't pay you enough. Why can't we figure this out? Mm-hmm. We've been doing it since the 1700s. Knock it off with that.
And why did I have to pay like $2,000 last year? That was terrible.
Okay, fine. Tax me so we can fix the potholes, so we can get the beach all nice. But then don't make me go into an office at the end of it and go, oh, okay, and if I don't do it right, you threaten me with jail time.
Seriously.
Like, come on, man. I could do without that. I could probably live without that. Let's see. Nicholas said my gallbladder. That's fair. Yeah. You probably live without it. Yeah. Or,
he's not wrong.
Yeah. Michael said your mom. All right. Come on, Michael. This is a serious topic.
Mom. She's listening, Michael.
Reno said he could probably live without his wife. Jesus.
Hey.
You're sleeping on the couch tonight, Reno.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, what's something you could probably live without? Yeah, my wife. That old bag. That old bitch.
You know, that was a choice there, Michael. You chose.
He's just leaning into it.
You know?
He's like, what? I'll say it right in front of her face, too. Go ahead, ask the question again. I'll wait for her.
No, he probably wouldn't. She'd probably kick his ass, right?
Probably, yeah. He's safe here. It's a safe space here. Right. We'll end with Randy's. What's something you could probably live without? Oxygen. I don't think you understood exactly what we were getting to here.
I have to go back to the old school.
I mean, you could probably live without it for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
You'd be all right.
Study the respiratory system a little bit.
I mean, I did live without it for like a minute or two. But then that was kind of it.